So depending on how you look at it, the housing market can look better or still not so great. If you consider the block where Ari Shapiro and I both happen to live, two houses have recently sold, though they had to cut the price a little bit. So mixed messages there. And there are mixed messages in the economic numbers as well, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The latest numbers show a housing market that's starting to heal, but that's still fragile. Existing home sales in December fell by about 17% from the month before. That sounds like a lot, but the first-time homebuyer tax credit boosted sales in prior months, so it's not too surprising that the pace of sales has cooled off a bit since then.
It's down, but it's still at a very good level relative to what it was before. That means we're selling a fair number of houses. The second thing is that prices seem to have stabilized.
Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College. He helped to create the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index that tracks home prices across 20 metro areas.
If you look at the numbers for the 20 cities, they do seem to have reached what might be a bottom.
So Case says that's encouraging, but this is all in the midst of massive government support for the housing market. Mark Zandi is chief economist of Moody's Economy.com.
The housing crashes have been ongoing now for 4 years. I suspect we've got another 6-12 months to go, and that does require that policymakers continue to be aggressive in trying to support the housing market.
Zandi says the government needs to keep interest rates low and expand efforts to prevent foreclosures. Or, he says, housing could start to drag the entire economy down again. Chris Arnold, NPR News.